नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सिक्स कैंटो चैप्टर वन टेक्स्ट 38। श्री विष्णु दूत उचुहु यूयं वै धर्मराजस्य यदि निर्देशकारिणः भूतधर्मस्य नस्तत्वं यच्च धर्मस्य लक्षणम्। Mission and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: The blessed messengers of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnu Duta said, if you are actually servant of Yamaraj, you must explain to us the meaning of religious principles and the symptoms of irreligion. Purport: This inquiry by the Vishnu Dutas to the Yamadutas is most important. A servant must know the instruction of his master. The servants of Yamaraj claim to be carrying out his orders, and therefore the Vishnu Dutas very intelligently ask them to explain the symptoms of religious and irreligious principles. A Vaishnava knows these principles perfectly well because he is well acquainted with the instruction of the personality, Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Lord says, Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. Give up all other varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. Therefore, surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the actual principle of religion. Those who have surrendered to the principles of material nature instead of to Krishna are all impious, regardless of their material position. Unaware of the principles of religion, they do not surrender to Krishna, and therefore they are considered sinful rascals, the lowest of men, and fools bereft of all knowledge. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Namam duskurtino mudaha prabhatyante naradama mayaya apharta jnana asuram bhavam ashritaha. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. One who has not surrendered to Krishna does not know the true principle of religion. Otherwise, he would have surrendered. The question posed by the Vishnu Dutas was very suitable. One who represents someone else must fully know that person's mission. The devotees in Krishna consciousness movement must therefore be fully aware of the mission of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. Otherwise, they will be considered foolish. All devotees, especially preachers, must know the philosophy of Krishna consciousness so as not to be embarrassed and insulted when they preach. The blessed messengers of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnu Duta said, if you are actually servant of Yamaraj, you must explain to us the meaning of religious principles and the symptoms of irreligion. So we are continuing the pastimes of Ajamil. In this purport, Prabhupada is making a very important point. The devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement must therefore be fully aware of the mission of Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. Otherwise, they will be considered foolish. So when Prabhupada started his movement in the beginning, some of the local American citizens, they suggested Prabhupada, you keep your movement as International Society for God Consciousness. Instead of Krishna consciousness, keep that as God consciousness. But Prabhupada, in the beginning, only clear of his mission, that he wanted to keep his movement as Krishna conscious movement. Because his mission is that He wants to give full Krishna consciousness for his followers. So sometimes for the outside people, even those are so-called pious people, spirituality is like part of their like life. They make spiritual life as a compartmentalized. Like different compartments are there. So Monday they may go for work and evening go to some park. Tuesday evening go to some beach. Thursday evening go to some cinema. And too much of boring of this activity. Okay, Friday let us go to Mahalakshmi temple. And Saturday back to cinema or whatever activities. So for a materialistic person is little bit of piety. Spiritual life is like a compartment of his other activities. Just like we are eating different foods and you are eating different items, take some achar, take some sweet. So they can't imagine of taking to spiritual life whole and soul. There can't any life that other than spirituality. That is not possible. That revolution, that is the contribution of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said 24 hour Krishna conscious. 24 hours of being in Krishna consciousness. But this particular understanding of fully Krishna consciousness is not imagined by any others in the modern time except Srila Prabhupada. He made it a reality that a person can lead his life full of Krishna consciousness. No compartmentalized. All the activities from morning till night, from birth till death is completely of Krishna consciousness and no compartmentalized. There is no separate life other than Krishna consciousness ideally. But that is the contribution of Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada making the point that the devotees of Krishna consciousness movement should know the mission of Lord Chaitanya and Krishna. That is Sarvadharman Paridyajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. That complete surrender unto Sri Krishna. So this pastime of Ajamil, before the pastime started, Parikshit Maharaj was asking about those who are suffering in the hell. So the reason why they are suffering in the hell is, to tell it directly, is forgetfulness of Krishna. So when Parikshit Maharaj asked this question to Sukadeva Goswami, then what is the hope for them who are suffering in the hell or those who are sinful? Sukadeva Goswami could have answered directly that lack of Krishna consciousness is the only problem. There are no other problems. Because their lack of Krishna consciousness, they are suffering. But instead of answering directly, Sukadeva Goswami, in order to teach the people in general, gave different options which they follow, thinking that to be also spirituality. So Sukadeva Goswami is giving some options of Karma Kand. If you follow Karma Kand, you won't be in that situation. You will become free from suffering. And then he also gave option of Jnana Kand. You develop knowledge, discrimination of matter and spirit. And that will help you to free from sinful life. And then after giving these two options, Sukadeva Goswami gave the ultimate answer. And Parikshit Maharaj, being intelligent, he deleted all these answers. This is not what you want, at least in the Bhagavatam scriptures. Because Bhagavatam is Dharma Projito Kaitavotra Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. It kicks out all the sub-religious principle. So Parikshit Maharaj also intelligently demonstrated himself as a proper student or audience to receive this knowledge. And Sukadeva Goswami understood the level of Parikshit Maharaj and gave through him to all of us that Kechit Kevalaya Bhaktya Vasudeva Parayanaha. That only pure devotional service unto Vasudev will help a person to be free from all sinful life and achieve complete perfection. So, before speaking this Kechit Kevalaya Bhaktiya, Sukadeva Goswami has given few options of how a person can perfect his life by following other process. And also he told that this would not help a person to achieve perfection. And after speaking these different options which are not the real options, devotion service, Sukadeva Goswami started speaking the pastimes of Ajamila. So in that pastime of Ajamil, Sukadeva Goswami, when he gives the example of Ajamil, he has put all those lessons in the stories. But how if you follow any other process other than pure devotional service, that will not give you ultimate perfection. Otherwise, Sukadeva Goswami could have easily told that by following devotional service you will achieve perfection. But the acharya, or expert preacher, is very expert in giving one particular incident or story in a such a way that all other lessons are automatically spoken. So this pastime of Ajamil is so interesting, and it gives all the lessons or all the points which Sukadeva Goswami discussed before speaking this pastime. Then how by taking to jnana or karma also a person cannot attain perfection. So seeing that way, we will try to see today that how by following the other method of karma and jnana, a person is not able to achieve perfection. At the same time, by taking to devotional service, a person could surpass all the obstacles and achieve highest perfection of life. So if we apply these basically three lessons in the life of Ajamil, that how Ajamila, because of following Karmakand, he could not help himself. Either by Jnanakand, he could not help himself. But devotional service helped him to transcend all the miseries and achieve perfection. So these lessons are applied in the pastime of Ajamil. So I was thinking to take these lessons and apply in the life of Ajamil, and also in the life of Lord Chaitanya. So few lessons we try to see. And another theme, in summary, Srila Prabhupada many times says that what is the definition of devotional service? Devotional service is anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karmati anavritam anukulena krishnanusilanam. That pure devotional service means fully Krishna consciousness, and anything other, karma or jnana, means not fully Krishna conscious. So basically seeing that there are four levels. Materialistic people are, they don't bother about Krishna, completely zero Krishna conscious, so they're out of question. And karma kandis or jnana kandis who are following these paths, they have some concept of Krishna, but it is not sufficient. You can say karma kandis are much less Krishna conscious, jnana kandis are much less Krishna conscious. But devotional service is perfect. Why? Because devotees are fully Krishna conscious. So because devotees are fully Krishna conscious, they are achieving perfection. So if you see the pastimes of Ajamil, that by taking to lesser Krishna conscious activities, he was not able to come out of his problem. But when he take to Krishna conscious activities even slightly, without taking shelter of any other process, he could immediately, within the matter of time, he could transcend all those problems. Shamanandpur give an example, how devotees, when they take to Krishna consciousness, the problems or the process becomes so simple. When we think of Krishna, when we put Krishna in our center of our life, we don't have to do separate endeavor to bother about other external activities. He gave the example, just like the part of the body, like hands, legs and mouth, all these things are part of the body. But An ordinary person who takes nice food is not separately bothering that how he should grow his nose, sharp nose, how he should grow his hands. He is not doing some thesis or doing some exercise separately that he can grow his hands. He is not every day sitting, you know, pulling his nose, it should become more longer. Or he is not sitting and, you know, pulling out his hair, let it come out longer. No, just by feeding the stomach, the part of the body is automatically nourished and growing. But if a person is forgetfulness of his stomach, is not feeding his stomach, the center of the body, then whatever hard work he may do to separately help the other part of the body, it will not give any fruits. So similarly, Krishna consciousness means the whole activity and focus is directly on Krishna. And by becoming Krishna consciousness, the all other processes, all other external things is automatically taken care of. So Srila Prabhupada is given us this principle that the whole problem in the material world is nothing but lack of Krishna consciousness. But if you put Krishna consciousness in the picture, then everything will fall in places. So, the outside of devotion services, those who are karmis and yogis, they endeavor so hard with their own prowess to solve the problems of life. But because they are endeavoring on their own, keeping Krishna in the background, they have to, first of all, they have to work very hard. And even if they work very hard, the results are very meager and very temporary. We can see in the example of great stalwarts in the Puranic history that Vishwamitra performed great austerities of performing so much of penance, but without being Krishna consciousness, with their own prowess, they try to say no to Maya or try to come out of the problems. Because as soon as a person comes to spiritual life, they understand the problem. The yogi understood the problem is attachment to the material world. They understand the problem is less greed, anger. And the jnani is also understanding these are the pitfalls. And the devotee is also understanding these are the pitfalls. Less greed, anger, attachment to the material world. But in order to suppress these negativities, the karmis and jnanis are undertaking the process of their own endeavor. They're depending on their own strength. But devotees are very intelligent. They are depending on Krishna completely for this protection. So that makes a difference between the devotee and the non-devotees. On the other hand, the lowest of all the karmis, for them it makes no difference, because they are completely indifferent to Krishna. They are completely suffering and they think they are suffering to be enjoyment. So they are out of question. But because the second level, the karma kandis and jnana kandis and the yogis, because they are following the path given by Krishna, but with less Krishna conscious, keeping more faith on their own personal endeavor, their path is really troublesome. Klesho adhikaras tesham avyakta asakta chetasha avyakta hai gatir dukkam. It's a very miserable process. And their final achievement is also very temporary and flickering. So the difference between devotees and non-devotees is that the devotees are always in shelter of Krishna. To illustrate this, a very interesting episode in the pastime of Ramayan, that Tataka comes to destroy the sacrifice of Vishwamitra. And Tataka comes and destroys, and Lord Ram kills Tataka. And after Tataka is being killed, Subahu and Maricha, they also come to attack. So The Acharyas explain that this is to show how the devotional service is very, because devotional service is keeping Krishna as a shelter, so the obstacles are easily removed, rather than putting strength on his own strength, putting faith on his own strength. So Tataka is compared to ignorance personified. So ignorance is a cause of performing sinful activities, and those sins bind a person in cycle of birth and death. So Lord Ram, who is a shelter of all living entities, he kills the ignorance Tataka. Tataka was killed, and as soon as Tataka is killed, its byproducts, Shubahu and Maricha, they are compared to sins. So Acharya explained, Maricha is compared to sin performed before taking to devotional service, and Subahu is a sin who is performed before taking a devotional service, and Maricha is representing sin or mistakes performed after taking to devotional service. So when we take shelter of Lord Ram or Krishna, first it destroys the ignorance, and when ignorance is destroyed, then automatically the past, when ignorance destroyed, one takes to devotional service. He understood Krishna is the Supreme Lord. But then the question may arise, okay, I have taken to devotional service, and what about my past life, past sinful activities? The scripture says, karma nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. All your past sins will be completely burned to ashes. So the past sins were personified as Subahu. Lord Ram takes his Agni Astra and burns him and kills him. So the fire of devotion service burns our past sinful activities. But a person may say that I have all this past conditioning. So they may come up and accidentally, by mistake, not willingly or intentionally, I may perform some mistakes. So what will happen? Will I be like a raven cloud, be finished? Neither in devotion service nor in the materialistic way. But Acharya explained, just like Lord Ram took his Manasastra and kicked Maricha far away, hundreds of miles away. So similarly, when a devotee performs, takes to devotional service, whatever mistakes unintentionally he performs, if he is taking to shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, his mistakes are been driven, pardoned or driven by Krishna. Because he is taking to process of Krishna consciousness. Because he is in the shelter of Krishna, he has been protected. But this facility is not there for other processes. One has to endeavor on their own. So if we take the case of Ajamil, if we apply these lessons in pastime of Ajamil, and Sukadeva Goswami not just telling the story, but he is applying all his opinion in this personality and giving the lesson to the devotees that Krishna consciousness is the only shelter, other processes cannot help. So one of the options Sukadeva Goswami gives in the beginning to Parikshit Maharaj, that if you want to be perfect in your life, if you want to be free from sinful life, you should take to the principle of Karmakand. And after giving this option, Sukadeva Goswami himself tells Parikshit Maharaj that this is useless. So he says in the text 9 that nevertheless, in spite of such knowledge, one is forced to commit sins again and again, even after performing acts of atonement. Therefore, what is the value of such atonement? So even if you are expert in Karmakanda rituals, or you are performing all the prayachitta karmas, which is mentioned in the Smriti Shastras, Sukadeva Goswami is deleting that it is useless because you will be forced to do that again. And then Sukadeva Goswami gives another option, that tapasa brahmacharyena shamena cha damena cha. By performing Jnanakand, that observing celibacy and performing austerities, giving up all sense enjoyment, one should control the mind and give charity, be truthful, And if a person is of this nature, having full of knowledge, he can be freed from sinful activities. Again, Sudhaya Goswami, after giving this option, he deletes this option also. Why? Sudhaya Goswami says, these sins are like the dried leaves of creepers beneath the bamboo tree, which may be burned by fire, although their roots remain grow again at the first opportunity. They are like the roots within. Even if you cut the creepers externally, they will grow again. Sudhaya Goswami, in the introduction to Ajamila pastime, he deleted this Karmakanda and Jnanakanda, and then he starts speaking about the story of Ajamila. So even in the pastimes of Ajamila, we see these two elements were discussed and how they didn't help Ajamila. So when after this Vishnudutas has spoken to the Yamadutas have started explaining the story of Ajamila, why we are arresting him. So in due course of explaining, the Yamaduta spoke on the qualities of Ajamila. And they told that who is this Ajamila? He said that Ajamila was such a perfect Brahmana. He controlled his senses and he was not an ordinary person. What are the qualities Sudhaya Goswami mentioned as a prayachita or other options in the previous verses are again used for Ajamila. Ajamila's qualities are said, Ayam hi shruta sampanna shilavritta gunalaya dritavrito mrtudanta satyavak mantravak shuchihi. Ajamila was expert in karmakanda rituals. He was the reservoir of good character, good conduct and good qualities, firmly established in executing all the Vedic injunctions. He knows how to chant the Vedic mantras. So he has all his qualifications which are secondary principle to pure devotion service. Such a Brahminical person knows how to perform yajnas, knows how to chant the mantras, very simple and submissive to the authorities. So he has all those qualities. And not only that, he also was expert in the Vedic knowledge. He not only is expert in performing Karmakanda rituals, but is also expert in the Vedic knowledge. But after having all these things, the Madhutas are explaining to Vishnudutas, when he went to collect woods, went to forest to collect woods for his father for a sacrifice, he came across this allurement of seeing a prostitute. And when he saw this particular scene of a Shudra and the prostitutes are enjoying together, now he has full knowledge, he is pure background, has all the good qualities. But when he come across this particular scene of obscenity, he could not help. Without taking shelter of Krishna, by the own process of Ajamila, he could not say no. And also it is not that he just didn't try anything. In fact, the next verse which says, after he saw this scene, when he saw this particular thing taking place in the forest, he becomes stunned. As far as possible, Ajamila tried to remember the instruction of the Shastras, not even to see a woman. With the help of this knowledge and his intellect, he tried to control his lusty desires. But because of the force of Cupid within his heart, he failed to control his mind. So Ajamila used all the techniques of Karmakanda and Jnanakanda, used his intellect. He had his past pure life. But in spite of that, using all these things, he could not say no to the illusion. Such a power is illusion. So he used all these techniques. So Sukadeva Goswami explaining the pastime of Ajamila, what he rejected Parikshit Maharaj. He rejected Parikshit Maharaj saying that these qualities, this Karmakanda, Jnanakanda will not achieve a person perfection. And again in the pastime of Ajamila, Sudhaya Goswami mentioning that Ajamila had expertise in all these things. So now Sudhaya Goswami is through this example teaching Parikshit Maharaj how this practical example of Ajamila We can see in his life that this process would not help. And on the contrary, when Ajamila fell down to this Cupid, and when he helplessly took shelter of pure devotional service, Kechit Kevalaya Bhaktya, at the time of deathbed, how much intelligent you can be to analyze which is Maya or which is not Maya? At the time of deathbed, which karmakant can help, which asana can help? But Sudhay Goswami, taking the climax of perfection of devotional service at the time of death, which gives no option for other process to enter in, that in spite of Ajamila's having such a past conditioning, in spite of Ajamila's having such a helpless situation, that at that time no other process can help, karmakanda or jnanakanda. But Sukadeva Goswami is now demonstrating that in spite of such a worst condition, in a worst possible stage, if one mere chanting of the holy name Narayan can help Ajamila, why not take to devotional service when you are having proper situation, proper, not such a bad conditioning of Ajamil, or not at the less time. So these conditions, in spite of this conditioning, devotional service can work so effectively. Sudhay Goswami, through Ajamila, is advertising the power of devotional service, that it is so powerful that anybody can take to, there is no excuse given, that such is the power of devotional service. So, through this pastime, Sudhay Goswami is demonstrating to the world that how the karmakan, jnanakan will not help a person to achieve perfection through the person who has ability on those subjects. And he also proved to the world that Kechit Kevalaya Bhaktya, devotional service is so powerful that even at the time of death, less capability and not taking to the process completely, even just mere touch of that process of devotional service, chanting on the holy name, he could be delivered. So no options or excuse left to the common people that how devotional service can work. So that is the expertise of Sukadeva Goswami, and that is the power of the holy name. So what this Srimad Bhagavatam explain in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also a powerful grammarian and expert in ritualistic activities as a Brahmana. But he rejected all those activities and took to devotional service primarily with chanting of the holy name. So Mahaprabhu rejected the external things, not rejected because he doesn't know, but he was expert in those activities. No grammarians are equal to him. Nobody is following Brahminical path, Dvijakulla Tilakam. He is the best among the Brahmanas. But still Mahaprabhu took to simple process of chanting of the holy name. And Mahaprabhu demonstrated in his life that how by taking to devotional service, primarily taking to the holy name, one can achieve perfection. So His Grace Jaranivasapu mentioned that we say Madhurya Lila Gunarupa Namna, that the whole purpose of devotional service, we are chanting, we are participating in devotional service. Ultimately, we want to enter into the pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. This is the perfection of life. And we may doubt that how it will work just by chanting Hare Krishna, will it work? But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life is a demonstration of that. Mahaprabhu, Jaranyaswar mentioned that Mahaprabhu demonstrated by rejecting first Karmakanda and Jnanakanda and take to chanting of the holy name. So he started chanting the holy name and he's completely gone mad and started telling the devotees that I don't know what mantra I received. And after receiving the holy name, the next stage of the holy name is Madhurya Lila Guna Rupa Namna, Nam and Rupa. So he went to Karne Narshala, and Mahaprabhu, when he went to Karne Narshala, always constantly chanting the holy name, he took darshan of form of Lord Krishna for the first time. The name Mahaprabhu indicated by chanting the holy name, gradually a person will be able to take darshan of the threefold bending form of Krishna. So in Karne Narshala, Mahaprabhu took the form, darshan of the form of Lord Krishna. And then in the later pastimes, Jaranyaswar mentions that he would go deep into the Leela's pastimes of Supreme Lord, describing his qualities as well. So he would go to Jagannath Puri and he would discuss with Gadadhar Pandit, the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj, pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj, going deep into the qualities of Krishna, into the pastimes of Krishna. And then, at the final stage, Mahaprabhu demonstrated that by chanting the holy name, by seeing the form of the Lord, by entering into the description of the qualities of the Lord, Mahaprabhu demonstrated he entered in the leelas of the Lord. In the later pastimes of Mahaprabhu in the Gambira, Mahaprabhu was in deep ecstasy. He would run away from the Gambira and he would just go and just fall in the ocean, and he would literally enter into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and all the devotees assembled, they would chant Hari Hari, and Mahaprabhu would say that I was already participating in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, why did you brought me here? So Mahaprabhu's life is a demonstration of how the holy name will work, and how by taking to the holy name, one will be gradually will be benedicted by giving entrance into the names, form, qualities, and ultimately into the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. In this way, what Gita indicated is described in the Bhagavatam through the episode of Vajamil, of removing, discarding this Karmakan, Jnanakan, Kichit, Kevalaya, Bhaktiya, and that has been the description of Bhagavatam is demonstrated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that how Mahaprabhu rejecting this Karmakan, Jnanakan, taking to the holy names of Hare Krishna, that we could achieve perfection of life. So we'll stop here. Is there any corrections or questions? Tam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.